Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our new episode of the program that goes by the name of Parish Kings of the Past. Today, we've brought another interesting, informative and instructive topic before you. By staying throughout with us, tuned in from start till end, inshallah azawajal, we will acquire immense amount of knowledge. Before going into the topic of our discussion today, let's first of all hear about the blessings of sending salawat upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated that he who forgot to recite salawat upon me, he has forgotten the path to paradise. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we shall ensure that we do not forget to recite salawat upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, lest we also become amongst those who ma'adallah forget the path to paradise. And we also come to know that reciting salawat upon the Noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is also amongst those actions that will make one attain paradise. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, many years before the arrival of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in this world, there was a king called Nushirwan. You can say that he was the king of a superpower state of his time. He would have such greatness, esteem, grandeur and majesty that many acclaimed kings would also get astonished to see his magnificent, his splendid palace. When senior diplomats and officials of other kings would visit Nushirwan, they would be amazed and astonished to see the diplomatic affairs of the kingdom of Nushirwan. This is how great his awe and his grandeur was in the sight of other kings and other diplomats of those kings as well. What happened once was that a diplomat of the Roman emperor came to visit Nushirwan. They had a meeting and discussed various matters amongst them. Nushirwan said that make this ambassador of the Roman empire visit some part of my palace. Hence, when his servants started to make him visit the palace of Nushirwan, and when the diplomat of the Roman Empire reached the courtyard of the palace, he was absolutely astonished to witness what he saw there. He saw that the courtyard of Nushirwan's palace was made with the teeth of elephant, and it was constructed so skillfully that the Roman diplomat could not resist to praise it. He did praise the artwork, but also said that although the beauty of this artwork is exquisite, it is matchless, it is second to none, but it would have been better if these tiles that are made of the elephant teeth were of rectangular shape instead of being in a square shape. The servants of Nushirwan who were making him visit the palace, they said to him that the king also intended to do the same. i.e. he also wanted these tiles to be fitted in a rectangular shape instead of square shape. But there's an elderly woman's house next to the palace. The king tried his utmost to buy the house from the elderly woman, but she did not agree to sell her house. Therefore, the king did not cause any harm to the house of the woman and instructed the laborers to construct the palace in a square shape and also fit the unique tiles in a square shape. Thereafter, the Roman diplomat was shown further elephant teeth which were going to be used in the construction process of forming it into a rectangular shape. What happened thereafter? Let us listen to that. The Roman diplomat was visiting the palace of Nosheirvan and envying him immensely along with praising him non-stop. Now, how did Nosheirvan become a king? This is also a very interesting fact. The background to this is that the father of Nosheirvan was Qabas. Qabas ruled over Persia for around 23 years. During his rule, a person appeared in Persia whose name was Muzdak. He was a heretic and an irreligious person. He formed his own sect and set of beliefs that was called Muzdakiya set of beliefs. Therefore, dear viewers of Madani Channel, a fight broke between the followers of Qabas and between the followers of Muzdak. And this civil war spread across Persia. Fight and bloodshed spread all over Persia. And this situation was extremely worrying Qabas. In other words, you can say that Qabas was scared for his own life. So he fled from Persia. He ran away from Persia. After his fleeing, his brother Jamasat, he ruled over Persia for around 2 years. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when Qabas saw that the Muzdakiya sect is coming to an end and civil war is also coming to an end in Persia, so he decided to return back to Persia, to his homeland. Now, when Qabas came back to Persia, his brother Jamasat, he killed him. And Jamasat himself could not enjoy the rule for a very long period of time either. He also met his death within 2 years after killing his brother Qabas. After the death of Jamasat, Nosheirvan became the king of Persia. So Nosheirvan, he was the son of Qabas who ruled Persia for around 23 years. And then because of internal matters of the state, Qabas, he fled. His brother Jamasat took over for 2 years. Then Qabas and Jamasat, they both died. Qabas was killed by Jamasat and Jamasat himself, he also died. So after their death, Nosheirvan, the son of Qabas, he becomes the king of Persia. After becoming the king, Nosheirvan, he gathered all the people of Persia on one religion. This was one of the first things that he did. He gathered all the people of Persia on one religion. And the religion that he gathered the people of Persia on was Zoroastrianism, i.e. fire worshipping. This belief had spread across Persia and all the people became Zoroastrians, meaning fire worshippers. After getting to the throne, the first decision that Nosheirvan made was that I will take revenge from the Muzdakiya people over the assassination of my father. They rebelled against my father, they enticed mischief and discord against my father, and they created all these kinds of problems in the kingdom of my father. Therefore, account needs to be settled against them. In history, it has also been recorded that Nosheirvan killed 80,000 people just to fulfill this very decision of his, to bring this desire of his into practicality. He killed 80,000 people. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, Nosheirvan decided to visit his kingdom and the boundaries of his kingdom to examine the war strategy that his army had adopted, and he decided that after reviewing the whole war strategies, I will lead it under my own supervision. So he wanted to strengthen his defense. Therefore, Nosheirvan first of all visited his sea boundaries, and wherever he felt that his kingdom could be attacked from, he decided to make that border more stronger and more firm. So in order to do so, what he did was that he formed different pillars over there. And what he did in between those pillars was that he got few leather bags made of the skin of a bull and filled them with lead, copper and similar kind of material, so that if any enemy attacks them and rips through those bags, then because of this material, because of copper, because of lead, their own ships would also get harmed. So they would also receive some kind of harm as well. So this is how he strengthened his sea defense, the army that was deputed on the sea boundaries of his kingdom. This is how he strengthened those boundaries of his kingdom. After this, Nosheirvan did the same with the boundaries of his land army as well. So after strengthening his defense, he started attacking other areas. He attacked Sham, Halab, and other areas and conquered them. During this time, he killed many people and shed a lot of blood. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this bloodshed and killing was still going on, and Nushirwan had gathered a lot of wealth for himself. He would rob jewels, diamonds, gold, and whatever precious thing he would find wherever he would attack. He robbed and gathered such marble and jewels from Sham that were a sign of their recognition and an exclusivity of that area. After gathering all this from there, he built an astonishing palace in Madain. One night, Nushirwan saw a dream. He woke up and was extremely scared. His heartbeat was very fast and he was out of breath. In the morning, he gathered all his courtiers and commanded them to gather all the dream interpreters and magicians. "I've seen a dream and demand to be told my dream and its interpretation as well." All the courtiers, they gathered. They gathered all the magicians and fortune tellers, all the dream interpreters, and conveyed to them the instructions of Nushirwan, that he wants to be told that what dream he saw last night and what is its interpretation. Nushirwan was sitting on his throne with his crown on his head, wearing the royal clothing. All the magicians and dream interpreters were looking at each other in astonishment. Finally, after gathering all the courage, one person stood up and said that, "Oh Nushirwan, the two people on this entire earth who can tell you of your dream and its interpretation as well. Their names are Shaq and Satih." Nushirwan issued the command that Shaq and Satih be presented in my court. Therefore, they both were summoned in his court. One out of them came to Nushirwan before the other. Nushirwan said to him to tell him of his dream and also its interpretation. He said, "Sure, your honor. I will tell you of your dream as well as its interpretation. Listen to it carefully and with full concentration. You saw in your dream that an earthquake has struck in your white palace and its 14 pillars have broken and fallen off." He mentioned his rest of the dream as well with all the details. Nushirwan was completely taken by surprise. He said, "You're absolutely right. This is the dream that I saw. Now quickly tell me the interpretation of my dream as well." Therefore, he started telling him the interpretation of his dream now. He said that, "Oh Nushirwan, your rule over the Persian people is about to come to an end." Nushirwan could not believe to what he had just heard. He asked him again that, "Our rule will come to an end?" He said, "Yes, your rule will come to an end and you guys will also perish." Nushirwan said, "No, this is not possible." The interpreter, he said, "That this is exactly what will happen." Nushirwan asked, "Will this happen during my reign, during the period of my rule?" He replied, "No, it will not happen during your rule. There will be 14 more kings after you. Thereafter, the rule of Kisra, the Persian rule, will come to an end." Listening to this, Nushirwan settled a bit. And the state of fear in which he was before, listening to the dream interpreter, the level of his fear went a bit down. He had awe, dignity, grandeur, and majesty. He was a superpower. Looking at his grandeur and awe, other kings started to flatter him and started to send gifts towards him. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are some people who consider Nushirwan as just and good king. Can we say this about him? Let's try to delve into this. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, as we just mentioned, that some people, they consider Nushirwan as a just and good ruler. He who knows his state of affairs and despite knowing them, considers him to be a just ruler, he will be putting his own iman at risk. Nonetheless, it is quite obvious and clear that Nushirwan was not a just ruler. He was not a good person. His awe and dignity was such amongst other people, as we mentioned earlier, amongst other kings, rather, that they would send him expensive gifts, as they held him very, very dignified. They were scared of him because he was the king of a superpower of the time. One king of India sent Nushirwan 1,000 mun of pure oud, equating to 40,000 kilos of oud, as a gift that would enlighten, that would glitter just like flame. Along with this, he also sent 10,000 mun, which equates to 400,000 kilos of pure camphor, as well as gift. You can imagine what great gifts other kings would present to Nushirwan to flatter him. You can imagine how other kings were also scared of him and how they were also taken by his awe. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the dining mat of Nushirwan was also very luxurious. That was made of gold threads. That was made of golden threads. Nushirwan's awe and majesty was amazing, was awe-inspiring. He had taken extraordinary measures to expand and protect his kingdom. But after ruling for 48 years, Nushirwan, a king like Nushirwan, also met his end. He also passed away. He also died. He also perished. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn from today's episode that Nushirwan, again, for his own kingdom, for his own rule, he shed a lot of blood. He killed a lot of people. He, again, crossed the limits of brutalities and oppressions just for the greed of rule, just for the greed of kingdom. He introduced another religion. He made people worship fire. He introduced this religion and people, ma'azallah, started worshipping fire. Alongside this, there are many other brutalities as well that Nushirwan possessed. And he invaded other lands, he killed other people, he desolated other places just to expand his rule, just to expand his kingdom. And all this was just for the greed of this dunya, just for the greed of this world. But despite having such awe, despite having such grandeur, despite having such kingdom, at the end of the day, he also had to meet his death. He also had to meet his end. His rule lasted for 48 years, but now he will again be facing his recompense in his grave after he passed away. His rule was only for 48 years, but it's been thousands of years since he passed away, and he still will be facing his punishment in his grave, in the state of barzakh in which he is right now. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, again, we learn this message from the account of Nushirwan, that no matter how vast your kingdom is, no matter how much riches of this world you gather, no matter how much fame in this world you gather, no matter how successful you become in this dunya, in this world, at the end of the day, this success will last for only very short period of time. And then the journey of the hereafter will begin as soon as we die. And that journey will be a thousands and thousands of years. Who knows how long that journey will be for. And then the everlasting life of the hereafter will also be there. So don't fall prey to the greed of the luxuries and glitters of this world. Don't compromise your hereafter for the temporary luxuries of this world. Don't ruin your everlasting life for the temporary life of this world. Don't be amongst those who face loss, who suffer loss, and compromise the everlasting bounties of the hereafter, the everlasting bounties of paradise. Nushirwan, after having a great kingdom, after ruling over a great kingdom for 48 years, he also met his end. He also perished from this world. And we, living in this world, will also die one day. And our actual life will start after we die. So we need to ensure, we need to learn from this account that our life will also come to an end. No matter how many bounties and luxuries of this world we gather, at the end of the day, we'll have to leave everything behind and die, pass away. And we'll be taking only our actions along with us that will either benefit us or harm us in the hereafter. May Allah Almighty include us amongst those who become successful in the hereafter and save us from being amongst those who suffer and face loss in the hereafter. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.
Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all. Life is not guaranteed at all, but death is absolutely guaranteed upon all.